USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson's campaign filed a lawsuit today seeking to bar Florida's top election officials from rejecting unconventionally marked ballots. The lawsuit seeks to not disqualify ballots where selections are marked in different ways, so long as the voter's intention is clear. Celebrities who live in hard-hit areas of the California wildfires are stepping up to do what they can to help people and pets, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Actor James Woods helping with his Twitter account, using it to help people find their lost loved ones. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced on Tuesday that State Treasurer Eric Schmidt will become the next Missouri Attorney General starting in January. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
If you had trouble Googling Monday afternoon, you weren't alone, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Google has said only that access to some of its services was impacted on Monday, but it offered little additional information. But other internet security officials say it was an internet traffic diversion that rerouted data through Russia and China, disrupting Google services late Monday, including searches, cloud hosting services, and Google's bundle of collaboration tools for businesses. The service interruptions lasting for about an hour and a half, ending at about 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Thousand Eyes Network Intelligence Company says in a blog post, at a minimum it caused a massive denial of service to G Suite users as well as Google searches, and put valuable Google traffic in the hands of ISPs in countries with a long history of internet surveillance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The trial for drug lord El Chapo has been delayed in a Brooklyn court. One of the jurors was having anxiety, and they're looking into replacing that juror with an alternate. Andrew Hogan is the DEA agent who helped bring down El Chapo. He joined NBC's Today Show to discuss how big it would be to put El Chapo in prison.
Chapo is the biggest. He always has been the largest, you know, drug kingpin out there. And I mean, he's responsible for hundreds of ton quantities of drugs moving it into the United States, Canada, Europe, elsewhere. So he's really become this, you know, larger than life legend, responsible for a lot of violence, a lot of killings, and you know, now he's standing for that.
Hogan next was asked if El Chapo is a flight risk.
No, I think you need to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because with Chapo, you never know. He's always one step ahead, and that's, you know, when our team was targeting him, that's what we had to be prepared for, is to be ahead of him, and be ready for his next move. So I think they're taking the proper precautions, and the judge is being firm.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1789 when Benjamin Franklin writes to a friend, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.